It's upgrade days at all Audio Express locations.
And you know what that means.
You can finally upgrade your vehicle system and sound or add that bass or backup camera you've always wanted
at the lowest prices of the year.
If you're less than impressed with your vehicle's sound quality or features, then Audio Express's upgrade days are for you.
Upgrade your car stereo with select Kenwood, Alpine, or JVC head units loaded with tons of features.
Like USB, smartphone connection, and hands-free Bluetooth.
Starting as low as $129.
And receive 50% off select speakers.
If your system needs a little more bass,
take advantage of our buy one, get one free woofers starting at just $99 from top brands like Alpine, Kenwood, and Kicker.
Upgrade to an in-dash touchscreen head unit starting as low as $199.
And receive a free backup camera.
Save big during Audio Express's annual Upgrade Day Spectacular.
See our ad in the Riverfront Times and check out AudioExpress.com for special web-only coupons on the location nearest you.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Hold on, Plowhawk. She'll let you in her mind. If the words you say are right. Takes you back to 96, doesn't it?
I don't know the dates, Tim. Lip Nicky.
Bodybuilder.
She'll let you deep inside. Bet you CrossFit. There's a secret.
St. Gabriel tournament, first place.
Again.
In your flight, because you missed the putt at 18. Otherwise, last place, had you made it.
That's your opinion.
Cal Kennedy also first place.
Mm-hmm. How many flights were there?
He was the guy running the tournament, right?
I think Fungo was. No, my brother's father-in-law.
Oh, that's right.
Who is not my father-in-law.
I bet his team finished in first place with something, too, didn't they?
But then I saw my brother's sister-in-law and brother-in-law, and I said, hey, are we in-laws? And we're still kind of trying to work through that.
I just don't think so.
Because her father is not my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Well, it really makes you think, though, doesn't it?
Well, it shouldn't. Your brothers-in-law are only those men married to your sister.
How many men are married to my sister?
You don't have any brother-in-law then, do you?
I guess not, because Anna Marie doesn't have any brothers or sisters.
Right, you're fresh out of brothers-in-law.
I am.
But sister-in-law, you got one or two.
How do you figure?
Well, they're married to your brother.
You're right.
See, that was easy. I'm glad we workshopped that.
Doug, how many brothers and sisters-in-law do you have?
Well, I've got several.
Please list them.
Both of my siblings are married. And same with the wife's sisters are all married.
It seems like you're really trying to think about this.
I'm trying to give you a number. I guess I'd have like five of each.
Do you have two brothers?
One.
And a sis.
Mm-hmm.
Is she younger or older?
Older. Both are older.
And the brother lives in Tulsa, and the sister lives in Georgia.
No, the sister lives in Mission Viejo, California.
Who lives in Georgia?
So she doesn't have it figured out.
Yeah, every time I'm there, I think, why am I living in St. Louis? What in the hell?
Yeah, but she doesn't have the humidity we have.
No, they do not. Or the winter. They do have traffic that we don't have.
They don't have the Cardinals.
And they do have houses that cost $1 million with about 2,000 square feet of living space.
But it's not like a real neighborhood feel.
Well, it is. Yeah.
No, it's just not extremely, like St. Louis.
No, it's quite a bit better. It's quite a bit better.
Tim, I'll be your brother. Thanks, Timmy the Tickler. I feel like we already are brothers, me and Timmy the Tickler.
There's parts of Orange County that I think are probably about as nice as anywhere you'd find on the globe.
You ever been to Heine Mine?
Yes, I have. Yes, I certainly have. I mean, you drive around parts of that, the Orange County area there, even pretty close to where the Angels play.
I mean, bet they don't have wild dogs attacking people in the outfield, though.
They really don't. It's just about as nice as it gets anywhere.
I would agree with you.
I need to stop talking about it because I'm getting depressed.
When did she move there?
long time ago. She and her husband lived in Detroit, and he owned a expensive Oriental rug store that was doing pretty well.
I don't think you can say Oriental.
Yeah, okay, it's Asian. Well,
what they call rug store. They call Asian American rug stores. No, it's an Oriental rug is what they call them. And they just decided, they woke up one day and said, you know what? We're not living one more day of our lives in Detroit, Michigan. We're not going to do it. And so they moved without jobs just and started it again. In,
I have one compadre, great American. You ever meet Chilton, Mark Chilton? I think you might have. He's a big fan of your work. Charlie, he loves you too.
Oh, nice. Good guy, though.
Might be podcasting like the Dickens. Oh. And he and his significant other, who's wonderful as well, they moved down to, I think, just north of Fort Lauderdale a few years ago. Mm-hmm. He's a couple years older than me. He goes, I just don't know why we didn't do it sooner. That's the only thing that I kick myself for. But now that we're here, I ain't going back, Jack. But this is where the business is. This is where mi familia is. And I do love it for that. The weather, the bigotry, I could do without it. But,
well, where do you see the bigotry?
Here we go.
I'm not doing it today, Doug.
Here we go.
You don't see it.
I don't know where you see it.
I see it. Now, St. Louis is known for outstanding race relations. You can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. You can win these tickets to, Charlie says it's Tom Morello's band. I don't know.
I actually looked it up, and I want to go to that.
It's Prophets of Rage, and it's a Sunday night, and you're probably off the next day because it's Labor Day, and in TV we always get days off.
Here's the thing, though. I normally am off Saturday and Sunday, but I'm working for my good buddy Zach Choate on Saturday because he wanted the day off. I'm a team player.
You are.
Mm-hmm. So I will be working Saturday. But apparently this Prophets of Rage, it's like Tom Morello and another guy from Rage, and then is it Be Real? And a couple guys from Cypress Hill.
Doug, is it
Hill?
Be Real?
I don't know if it's Be Real.
I believe it's a couple guys from Cypress Hill. I got to look it up again. I would go see that.
All right.
You want to go, Doug?
No.
Why not?
We're co-workers.
We've never been friends.
It doesn't feel that way. It feels like we're co-workers.
I feel like we should be friends, though. Again.
Yeah, I feel like you guys would really hit it off if you spent a little time together.
Doug and I, we sat together at the Indy Racing League press conference. And I thought to myself, we're just sitting there sharing fellowship. And I said, you know, before all the politics, this is just two guys that are sharing in the same experiences of sports journalism on the local level. Mm-hmm. We have so much in common. I mean, why shouldn't we be friends?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like it's more of a coworker situation.
Not even a little bit when I gave you a ride to get the batteries the one time?
Well, I had to give you a ride somewhere, too, once.
So you didn't look at it as friends helping out. You just looked at
it's coworkers.
Like you owed me a favor.
Yeah, kind of that way. Yeah.
All right.
See, we're too far on the different on the political spectrum to be friends.
But my point is, if we take the politics out of it, like before all this political stuff this last year, don't you feel like we were kind of brothers united?
Well, it always felt like co-workers to me, Chuck.
All right. I felt differently, so.
Did you?
It disappoints me that you never did.
Okay, well.
I just want you to know that.
I guess we're friendly towards each other.
I'll take it.
Cypress Hill, Public Enemy, Rage Against the Machine, that's who's playing?
I believe it's members from those bands.
Oh, man, I wouldn't mind seeing that Public Enemy.
Forming, I believe.
Is Terminator X still there?
Doug?
I don't know if it's still there or not. I would have thought they'd left by now.
Hey. What's your favorite Public Enemy jam?
Public Enemy, Doug.
Did you go, Brother's Gonna Work It Out?
I honestly can't think of one.
You go, Can't Trust It, 1991.
I would have to hear the songs.
I mean, 911 is a joke kindly made at mainstream in 89. Like at the same time, Kid and Play.
See, I was born in 82, so Public Enemy, I was pretty young when they were real popular. Doug?
Yeah, you would have been really young then, Chuck. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to it.
Who are you listening to? Barry Manilow?
Probably so. He was one of those that everybody listened to and then claimed they didn't.
Who's your favorite band growing up? Beatles?
Good question.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a Doug answer.
But if that, but they were huge.
The
I know, but Doug's answer is always.
But my favorite was Michael Jackson. Hence, I had a Thriller jacket, and God, it didn't play well in the St. Gabriel school year.
You wore
it
once, though.
It should have, though.
You would think.
You wore it once thinking, this is really, they're going to love this.
Yep.
And then they trashed you.
I thought I would lose my virginity at like 5 wearing that thing.
Mm.
And then I had to wait 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm friends with people who have differing political views from my own. We get along fine, except that it's a burden on me always being right. Thank you. That's W applause.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. Well said.
That sounds about right to me.
Well said.
Was that good? Because I do feel like that's more commonplace that like people who are of one perspective aren't necessarily friends with people of a different perspective right now. And I wonder if that was going on like in the 1980s. And I don't know. I'm asking because how would I know? Do you remember that,
Darwin? I don't think it's ever been as polarizing as it is now.
So I wonder why that is. Although I guess if you have certain views, odds are you're going to have more in common. So it's not necessarily I'm not friends with him or her because he or she's a Republican or Democrat. It's just we have similar views.
It used to be you could listen to a politician speak and listen to his views on things, and you couldn't tell really if he was a Republican or Democrat. And now they're so far off from each other that it's easy to tell.
Like, I mean, most of my friends are Republicans, I would imagine, you know. But I don't care. What does it matter? God bless them.
Do you consider Doug a friend?
I consider Doug a family. Mi familia.
Doug, do you consider Tim a friend?
Co-workers, yeah.
So nobody,
friendly.
Family.
So nobody here that you've done radio with for almost a decade, you'll consider any of them friends?
Co-workers. Yeah, friendly with all of them. Sure.
But you've never had.
But I don't really run around at night. I don't really go out and do things with people.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you can't be friends.
No, it's mostly because I work every day of the week.
Yeah, but I don't really go out with like Chuckles or you or the cat or anything like that at all.
And I consider all of you guys friends, although Doug doesn't consider me a friend.
Well, co-worker.
People are disappointed when I say we don't hang out. You ever had that conversation at all? It's an odd thing. And I'm like, we just do a show together and we truly like each other. But Doug's, as he mentioned, working all the time. I guess, Charlie, you and I would, I suppose, be the most likely to hang out, live kind of close to each other, don't have kids and the whole deal. Our fiancé slash wife are close in age, I assume.
Yes.
I guess. But I don't really leave the couch unless it's to go to St. Gabriel's.
I don't do much either, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But so also, you guys
I don't
spend,
either. Just work.
You spend 3 hours every day together. That's a lot of
That's
quality
plenty.
Time.
That's plenty. I mean, after you spend 3 hours here talking, you really feel like there's more things you need to say. Hey, we got to hang out more because we didn't get it all out in 3 hours.
But that's why the other day at the Indy Racing League press conference, I missed the moments of just Doug and I hanging out, talking sports, before this whole political divide that you created.
I didn't create that. You did with your bizarre thoughts.
Doug, Ryan Kelly has no bizarre thoughts. He's the title sponsor of this thing. That's what he is. Do you know anything about him?
Well,
and if you do, please try and get through his phone number.
If you would have a lousy mortgage and you don't want to refinance, that is a bizarre thought. Ryan Kelly tries to end your bizarre way of thinking and tries to save you money. How does he do this? You ask. Well, it's pretty easy. You can refinance your mortgage, or if you're looking to buy a new house, you can get a first mortgage. This is what he does. And how does he get these? Well, he does it because he's got years of experience. He's got a fabulous staff working for him in his new offices there in Brentwood. He's now expanded to Chicago, Nashville, Indianapolis. It's because the business is growing, because the service is so darn good. If you're going to get a mortgage, there's nowhere else to go. Oh, I couldn't even think of anywhere else you'd want to go. You're saying, hey, I got a lousy mortgage. I got a rate in the four. I'm just going to whine about it. Stop your whining and call Ryan Kelly. Call him today. You can fill it out online
Stop
if you'd
yelling.
Like to.
Why are you
if
yelling?
You don't have a phone, if your battery dies or something, you can do it on the online. You can do it.
The veins are popping out of your neck.
He's
going
to save you so darn much money. The veins are popping out of my neck, as Charlie said. So you're saying, okay, I'm sold. I would like to lower my monthly rate. I would like to save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Here's the number.
Why are you shouting?
Well, I just really want to drive home the point because I'm really getting upset that so many people are saying, my rate's in the six. That's fine. It isn't fine. It isn't okay. You can save tons of money.
I think that's a straw man.
And it just takes a couple of days to get this done. So knock it off and call. And here's the number. 314-781-9... 314-781-9... 90, here's his number, 314-781-9700. And his website, if you'd just like to apply there, it's easier than remembering the number, is thehomeloanexpert.com. Home Loan Expert, LLC, Ryan Kelly, The Home Loan Expert.
Wow. Hot
just
take
exhausted.
Alert.
Jennings just exhausted. Texted me to tell you to stop yelling.
Okay.
Seriously, man.
He's got people in the clubhouse at Normandy.
And I was... They were getting ready to putt or something.
Yeah, putt from the rough.
Okay.
Derek Gould joins us now, and he is brought to you by Hot Shots.
This Cardinal Report is brought to you by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Bring your Cardinals ticket stub to any of the 12 area Hot Shots locations the day after a home victory and get 25% off any menu item.
The big man will score!
Plus, if you swipe your Hot Shots MVP card, you'll be entered in their first pitch sweepstakes for a chance to throw out the first pitch at an upcoming Cardinals game.
Well, good news. The Cardinals won't be playing at Busch Stadium for about a week and a half, but they will be making a tour through Milwaukee. And, Doug, if you take a look at the standings, nobody's playing better.
Well, just about every club in the majors is playing as well or better than the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, but you got to watch the games. Joining us right now to give us his analysis, brought to you by Hot Shots, where we'll be doing TMA Live next at the Hot Shots in St. Charles on September 22nd. Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Gould. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. Should I worry for Doug? Doug seemed like he put a lot into that. And I mean, have you guys checked his pulse?
He really did.
No, I'm very much into the mortgage business, Gouldy.
Yeah, he is. He gets fired up.
Well, I have no doubt about it. I mean, that was passion. I mean, it rarely seen. Seen.
When was the last time you refinanced your loan?
Well, here we go.
Well, I need to do it shortly, actually.
Yeah, of course you should. They have loans as low as the twos if you're looking at 15 years.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, sounds Derek, great. The Oakland A's, what a team. What a time. What a town. East Bay.
Yeah. So I asked a few of my colleagues on Saturday before the game. I was fine in the Grapefruit League for not having enough major leaguers, and then they go out and win two in a row against the Cardinals. So, fourth worst team in the American League comes into Busch, takes 2 of 3 from the fifth best team in the National League. Go figure.
But they had Trigsy going, and Trigsy's one of the better starters in the league.
Really?
Yesterday he was, right?
Yeah, oh no, he was one of the best on Sunday in August at Busch Stadium with the heat index of 95. Actually, that's his split. You know, we should have seen it coming.
Don't you think, though, Derek, I know we've all asked this question a million times, and it's almost like a joke when you ask the players or Matheny about it, if it's just the randomness. But now when it's 100 and whatever it is, 30 games in, it's just so odd that this team has the record it does at home. You really can't explain it.
I have some thoughts on it that actually explain part of it. One is definitely the case, and the other one is a little bit of a pet theory. The one that is definitely the case is that this is a power team, and it plays at a pitcher-friendly ballpark. And Busch Stadium really puts an emphasis on run prevention like last year's team excelled at, like we've seen so many teams excel at. It's a place where, you know, the ability to manufacture runs, but more so suppress runs is really rewarded. And so better pitching, better defense really excels there, whereas a power team does not. A power team leaves itself exposed to playing catch up, which we have seen a lot of from the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. So I think their personality as a team doesn't exactly play well at the ballpark they call home. It's the opposite of last year's team. The pet theory is that when they hit in the bottom of the lineup bottom of the inning versus the top of the inning, that Matheny's more aggressive with the bullpen on the road and going more towards the guy to hold the lead or hold the score at that time. And with his team batting in the bottom of the inning, it's a little bit different approach with the bullpen at times at home, and how that plays out, I think, is different because you see more of those double switches at home. You see more of those defense moves at home. And I think, you know, over time, you know, that it's a way that that they are more successful on the road than at home.
Would you expect them to make moves, maybe not this year, but for next year and beyond, to get a team that may be more tailor-made for the park? And how would you go about doing that?
It's a great question because they've kind of gone back and forth on this through the years. You know, the thin bench, this is a deeper, more complicated, more versatile roster. I know Mozeliak has talked about maybe simplifying the roster for the coming year or for years ahead. You know, I don't know. I think a lot of that, Doug, is going to depend on who's available and what kind of deals they can make. I think they're going to look at a few different personalities of this team, neither of which is going to, you know, not neither of which is going to be able to kind of commit one until they know who's available or what kind of deals they can make and what kind of core they're going to have. You know, if Moss comes back, then you could see this being more of a power team. If, you know, if he doesn't, then maybe they go towards something else.
It seems to me they're going to have to settle on a really good defensive shortstop. I know Diaz hits the hell out of the ball. He's got to play somewhere. But if you're leading the league in errors when he went down, I'm not necessarily sure that that's going to solve a lot of your defensive problems if you don't have somebody at that spot who's really good. You have any thoughts on that?
No, I agree. I'm trying to navigate a toll road here. Sorry, gentlemen. The guys on the writer's block make fun of me for the traffic reports here. So, but I think I got it covered, Doug, so thanks. I think Diaz might be that guy. I mean, you look at, in his absence, how the team has played. Garcia had some strong games at shortstop, but not games like Diaz has had. Johnny Peralta has had some really good games at third base as he has gotten comfortable there. But, you know, that's only going to look better with Diaz there. I think Diaz, we'll see what his offense is like when he comes back, but I really thought he was improving defensively. Becoming more consistent, becoming, you know, better range, better instincts, better feel. I think, you know, he had greater anticipation the more he got, you know, around the National League. So I actually think that he might be that guy you're talking about, Doug, where he is enough of a balance of the two that maybe he's not, I mean, he's not going to be an elite defender. He's not, you know, some of these young guys who are tremendous defenders, stealing hits, like Simmons, say, in Anaheim, who used to be in Atlanta. But he's going to be good enough, and the bat is going to play up. So, you know, on a side scale, I think he'll be set. I think it's not so much the individual gloves as I think it's just the fundamental decisions and the reliable play that has cost this team this year.
And, Derek, you mentioned Brandon Moss, or Doug did, and just we like to play kind of fun with contracts with a guy in the offseason. It seems like in the last couple of years of free agency, if you think a guy is going to get maybe 3 years, he probably gets four. And if you think he's going to get $13 million, he ends up getting $16 or whatever it is. What do you think the Brandon Moss contract would look like at the end of this year or in the offseason if he signs with someone?
Well, I think it's going to be probably around what the qualifying offer is on an AAV. You know, that's going to be $17 million. Power pays, and he's hit for power. And, you know, the three-year, you know, American League team, four-year sort of framework makes sense. That's a lot of money for a guy, but that's the kind of season he's had. And his ability to play first, his ability to play the outfield, and, of course, American League team can offer him a DH. It's going to be some teams that are really appealing or that have a real eye on him. You know, you're right about that trend where, you know, you sort of start handicapping what a guy is going to make and the length of his contract, and it always adds when it gets to the market. That's sort of how the system is set up, right? You kind of look at his comps and you kind of look at his comparables for length and for AAV, and then when they get to market, there's the one team that says, okay, we know what the comps are, we know what the expected deal is, let's go one beyond, let's go $2 million beyond, let's go just beyond and make the deal happen, like the Cardinals did with Peralta as an example. They went beyond what a lot of the comps and expectations were to get that deal done quick. It's going to take one team, it always does, take one or two teams that just sees in a guy something the other teams don't, to kind of bump that price up. And in a game, I mean, this season has seen a tremendous spike in power. The Cardinals are not alone. The Cardinals are just crazy outlier, but they are not alone in this surge in power that is going through the game. But it still pays a really good premium, especially for teams that have had a hard time finding it. And Moss is going to find himself, coveted by a few of those teams.
And maybe I'm reading too much into this, but Brandon Moss being one of the guys who really does talk to the media a lot this season, there's not a lot of those guys, but he always talks about how much he likes being here. I'm not saying he's going to take some huge hometown discount, but it does seem like if he got a fair offer from the Cardinals that he really does like playing here.
He told me, Charlie, we talked for about 50 minutes to an hour couple weeks ago, I guess, in the dugout for a story I did for the Post-Dispatch. And he told me that his fear, and he doesn't know how to articulate this maybe to his agents, that'll be an interesting conversation, but his fear is being the guy in the clubhouse that all his teammates hate because he makes so much money and produces so little. And he said that really is on his mind when he goes into this contract, because he knows that it's going to be a chance to make a lot of money. But he's also seen and been in clubhouses where there are albatross deals, deals where guys in their late 30s are making, you know, a good portion of the team's payroll. And it's this blockade. And he said, you just get the sense that teammates become resentful to you. He goes, I can't take that. I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be that guy. He's been in two places, Pittsburgh and Cleveland, he told me, where they thought they were getting a different player. And he said he'd rather go to a place that knows the player he is than to go to a place, make a lot of money, and not be the player they want, or for them to have a different perception of who he is as a player. And, you know, his point is that he's not quite a three true outcome guy. He's a power hitter, but he might not have a 250 batting average. You know, he's going to strike out some. He would like to walk more. But if a team thinks it's getting a guy who is going to, you know, take off, and become some kind of MVP or number three hitter, I know he's a number three hitter for the Cardinals here, but, you know, like kind of a more classic number three hitter, then he doesn't want to be put in that situation. He'd rather be at a place with a shorter term contract that wants him for who he is, not wants to make him into something else.
Brandon Moss is one of the nicest, most laid-back, media-friendly people of all time. One of the nicest I've ever seen. Who are some of the other guys that you've had to cover with Derek that were just couldn't have been any nicer, like Moss?
Moss is sharp, man, and don't ignore that either. I mean, he grew up in the Boston system. He's conversant in sabermetrics. He's very aware and very comfortable in his own skin. So I think that's also kind of what you're talking about there that sets him aside. I mean, you know, for years now, I mean, I've known him since he debuted, not too long at Old Busch Stadium, you know, after I debuted as a baseball writer there. Adam Wainwright is that kind of approachable guy, too. Even when he's ascended to elite levels of pitching, he's always been that guy. I always enjoyed talking to Derek Lee, the first baseman with the Chicago Cubs, and, you know, how approachable and thoughtful he was. And there have been guys through the years like that, you know, that stand out as far as, the thoughtful guys, you know, guys who, you know, I mean, I'm a worker bee. I'm imminently forgettable. One of hundreds like me who have the same credential, nondescript as nondescript gets. But there are a few guys that remember the name or, you know, say hi to me as if they remember me, and that's pleasant.
Yeah, we hate to wear guys out when they're so approachable and a bit, but you tend to do that because they say such good things, and then it's kind of unfair to them that all of us just keep going at the same people.
But also like Moss. Moss is one of the guys that's always there to talk to, and I think the media really appreciates that because all those guys aren't there before the game.
Yeah, no, and he and his good buddy Jet. You know, I mean, I think they actually get a kick out of being the only guys in there, to be honest. I think that's actually part of it. I think they enjoy the humor of it, and enjoy ragging on each other while they're both doing interviews.
Derek, do you think the Cardinals have made a decision yet on Holiday for next year?
No, I don't think they have. I think that, you know, the conversation was supposed to happen this month. That was the hope or that was the thought. But obviously the injury got in the way, and I don't think they have. There are parts of the organization that are real eager to have him back and want to try to figure out how to make that happen. But it's a question of how do they make that happen? Is it simply exercising his option, or is there something that can be done, you know, where this option is folded into something, you know, like a 2-year deal that allows him to end his career with the Cardinals, and where he is health-wise. I think there's so many more variables today than there were 4 weeks ago.
Derek Gould brought to you by Hot Shots, our guest here. He's making his way up to Milwaukee after flying into Chicago.
Briefly, I'm actually going to stop by West Chicago here and I have a chance today, and not to interrupt you, but to see the two houses where my parents grew up. So I'm actually going to go visit an uncle who stays at the place where my mom grew up. So I'm going to go say hi to him real briefly, have a cup of coffee, and then head to where my dad grew up there in Milwaukee.
How far of a drive is it, Chicago, Milwaukee? Anybody know? An hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, there you go, Doug.
Depends on traffic.
Cardinals, Brewers for three, day off, then in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, back to St. Louis. Doug, let's try and go up there and get 6 of 9, can we?
That would be nice. That would be nice.
That really isn't asking that much.
No.
It's big for next week, though, man. I mean, the Pirates are coming.
I had no idea. I mean, I'm telling you, I thought it was the Mets, and now the Mets have Cabrera and Cespedes and Walker all hurt all at once again. So, you know, who knows? And DeGrom obviously didn't look good last time he pitched against the Cardinals. So I don't know. Maybe
he's tired.
Yeah. Maybe it's going to be the Pirates and Cardinals. But hell, the Giants are fighting for their lives too.
Yeah, they're not playing. I mean, those Western teams are interesting. I mean, see if they eat their own there for a little bit, and you know, with the Dodgers and Giants, and you know, only one of them emerges as a postseason team. We saw that last year when you think about it with the Mets and Nationals, where you thought, oh well, both of them can make it. Both of them can make it. And then there was just no chance. I mean, the Mets just, you know, pushed the Nats aside. And because the Cubs and Pirates were so good up there in the high 90s with wins, 96 and 98, you know, you just think they just didn't have a chance to keep pace. So I don't know. It's interesting, but do not sleep on the Pirates, especially because the Pirates have so many games against the Cardinals. Yeah. Even, you know, regardless of what the Cardinals do next week at PNC Park, Tim, you have that final series of the regular season
could
at Busch
huge.
Against the Pirates.
While the Dodgers massive. And Giants are playing at the same time in San Francisco.
Yeah, this seemed like a boring race, to be honest, for a little while. And I read an article in the New York Times this morning that kind of scripted out how predictable it is.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't read it, though. What did they say?
They said that the Cardinals, once they play like themselves, will win the wild card and all the teams are set in the National League. But it's like, yeah, that's quaint. But, you know, I've heard a lot about what the Cardinals should play like, and I think this is themselves. And you know what? The way they're playing now, which is who they are, because the standings say who they are, they can be caught by the Pirates, especially when they're head-to-head games.
Yeah.
I mean, far be it from me at the Post-Dispatch to question an article in the New York Times. What am I doing?
Doug, now you understand. Doug never questions the New York Times.
No, I always question the New York Times. You're right to question that, Derek Gould.
Derek, thank you.
All right, guys. Just having fun. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Gouldsy.
Derek Gould making his way around Chicago and Milwaukee. Never been to Milwaukee. I've never been in the state of Wisconsin, and people in Wisconsin are always mad, but I haven't been there.
It's a good state.
No one's mad.
What?
I've been to Madison, but never Milwaukee.
But Green Bay.
I've been there. Milwaukee and Portland are the only two major cities I've not been to.
When you say major, you're talking top 30 markets.
Like major league towns who have major league
franchises. You consider Salt Lake City a major league town because they have an NBA team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would.
How about that Salt Lake? You ever seen that thing? It's very
eerie. From the air. A lot of salt in there, Tim.
But it's this monster body of water, but it's just flat as the day is long.
It's great.
You know a lot about salt lakes.
No, it's great. It's the Great Salt Lake.
I apologize.
Surrounded by the Bonneville Salt Flats.
Sure.
That's where Craig Breedlove used to set his land speed records.
You ever go swimming in there, have you?
No, they say you can't drown in there.
Why is that, baby?
Because there's so much salt that,
who's they?
That it keeps the experts.
Tiger board.
Are they biased, though? Are they biased?
But that's what I always read about
it. Is the system rigged?
The lake is rigged in itself. You can't. Apparently, it's really hard to drown there because the salt makes everything float.
What if you really tried hard, though?
Right. If you really tried, if you push someone's head under, I'm sure that
would
work.
What if you tied like a couple bowling balls to your legs and jumped in?
Would probably work.
So you're wrong.
Well, it's possible to commit suicide
anywhere. Oh, sounds like now you're kind of backtracking.
Okay. All right, Chuck. Yes, it is possible to commit suicide. You're right about that.
Guys, just got off the phone with Ryan Kelly's office. Refinancing for a 20-year term from a 30-year term, same payment. They're saving me more than $40,000 over the life of the loan. Support the sponsors, baby. Mm-hmm. That's from Bobby Bestel's Hooters waitress.
Sure. Sure.
How about you?
Waitresses are wise enough to know that they ought to refinance. I don't know why you guys aren't. I don't know what's holding you back. I really don't. I'm in the middle of a refi myself.
Are you again?
Yeah.
How about that? How many have you done now? You
six.
Do one a month.
This will be the second
you?
One.
Yeah, six.
Well, 3-4 years ago, a rate of 4.1 was pretty good. Now, you can get a lot lower than that.
What are you going to get now?
I'm not sure. I haven't gone through it all, but it'll be a lot lower than that.
DraftKings, Doug, sponsor of our guest of the day. The destination for one-week fantasy football. Use code 920 and play free with your first deposit. That's 920 to play free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Now, producer Joe, for our season-long league, said league is set up. Have invited you, Doug, Chuck, Frank, and the nonling. Let me know who else to invite. So
I'm in, homie.
You're in the producer Joe league.
Yeah, you can send me an invite if you'd like. I think he has my email.
All right, I'll text him. Plowhawk's in.
Plowsy's very sporadic with how he manages his team.
Mace Dog's the manager.
Well, here's the thing, though. A couple weeks back, I'm playing him. They're not even managing their lineup. They're not even starting their pitcher. Okay, so I beat him. Now, he might have won if he actually put guys in that were playing and put in pitchers that were actually starting. So I'm thinking, all right, I have a high waiver pick. So the next week, I want to pick up that Reynaldo Lopez, who after the fact has gotten absolutely smoked. But still, I wanted him. And then Plowsy swoops in and picks up a waiver guy. It's like 3 days before, you weren't even managing your lineup at all, and now you swoop in on the waiver wire.
What's going on, you Plowhawk?
Me and Mace Dog switch off. He has always a busy summer with his family. He goes out of town, fishes, camps, boats out of state, goes to Kentucky Lake all the time. So I try to manage when he's gone. He does that with me as well with Billy G's. Had a big weekend last weekend. And so I think we kind of forget whose week it is. And, you know, I sometimes
can't
where
you just
we don't
both
check.
Log in?
There's also marijuana involved.
Yeah, correct. But I don't think that is the reason why, Chuck. But thank you for bringing that up.
They get a good cell signal down there at Kentucky Lake, right there, land between the
Kentucky
lakes.
Dam Village.
Yeah, right there by Paducah.
I don't think you're concerned about, you know, fantasy sports during a time with family, Doug. Like
well, you only
are.
Have to have your phone and glance at it for a minute.
That's true.
I've only sent you 15 proposals to try to get David Robertson.
Plowhawk, you're in a good position this week because I am kind of not necessarily doing what I normally do with starting pitchers here to try and have decent pitchers for the playoffs.
And I'm in the hunt. I need back-to-back Ws.
But I'm not going to let you win.
No,
I want you
know.
To know that. We're going to play, but I'm going to kind of do similar with Doug. I got to focus on the bigger picture. But then Sunday rolled around, Doug, and I'm like, I kind of want to see if I can get you, but there were no good starting pitchers to get, so I don't know what to do. Although I picked up Taiwan Walker. Is that how you say his name? Taiwan?
I'm not sure.
Mariners pitcher?
Yeah. Should have picked up Triggsy.
I should have. Well, I made my move at 3 o'clock, and there were two games left. Yeah. There weren't exactly stars pitching. But, I don't know. I don't know. Southside Seaman, Doug. I mean, it's exciting to watch them do what they've done all year.
Well, it isn't that exciting, really.
St. Gabriel's.
I'm excited for the playoffs. I think it's going to be one hell of a ride. I think I'm going to have Doug in the first round. I'm looking at the standings.
Wow, can you imagine?
But Doug,
I'm not even in the play. I haven't even nailed down a playoff spot.
But you face
yet.
A very tough opponent here in the non-game.
My
the final week.
My toughest opponent is malware, viruses, that sort of thing.
You also have a team where you have a lot of good players that were really bad early on, like Adrian Gonzalez, Buster Posey. When I say really bad, I mean relative to what they usually are, and now they're starting to come around second half of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my pitching's kind of weak. I don't steal any bases. I don't get any saves. I have no hope to make a long run.
I don't know.
That's
you get hot at the right time,
that's
Doug.
That's why I'm 10-10. I'm great 1 week, horrible the next.
You're right there, though. You're right in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Producer Joe says his initial reaction is to say no to Iggy, but F it, I'll send the invite. Everyone has to pay before the draft, though.
I agree with that.
That's management right there, Producer Joe.
That's how it should be. Otherwise, people don't really manage their teams if they have no money on the line.
I have the second pick in the KMLB draft tomorrow night. And the guy with number one says he's taking Antonio Brown.
Who you finna take?
I guess Adrian Peterson.
You always have him on your team.
Well, he's kind of the most sure bet.
He's a bell cow back.
Yeah, he was my bell cow back, and they wouldn't hand him the ball there for a while. I'm leaning towards David Johnson, too.
With the number two pick?
Yeah, I think he's going to be big.
Don't do it, Doug.
Why?
I have a feeling that guy.
I wouldn't.
One year wonder. Too. You're not quite for sure what he's going to provide. I would say safe bet.
Doug, St. Louis sports teams, not your team, know what it takes hard work to reach their goals. It's a truth that applies to more than just our Redbirds and Blues. It goes for your financial goals as well. You work hard for your money. You deserve an investment strategy that lines up with your game plan. Edward Jones Financial Advisor Matthew Ehrenreich can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call Matt Ehrenreich, conveniently located at 191 Watson Plaza. Watson, across the street from Crestwood Bowl. His number is 314-965-0374. Matt and his team are anxious to find solutions for your retirement needs, so don't delay and call Matt. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC, 314-965-0374. Of our email today coming up here momentarily, Frank Cusimano with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. We'll have our Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box coming up after email of the day. You can head to the Lake of the Ozarks and stay at Lakeview Resort. I bet a lot of people are for the three-day weekend. Oh, what a pony it'll be. Boat, fish, swim, or enjoy a variety of amenities, including the outdoor pool, hot tubs, and sand volleyball court. Bikini Pier has a variety of boat and wave runner rental options for you to choose from. For wintertime visitors, check out the enclosed heated fishing dock. It even has TV set up inside so you can watch the games while fishing. Lakeview can handle groups of all sizes. Mention you heard about them here on CBS Sports 920 and receive your third night free. For more information or to make reservations, check out lakeviewresortusa.com. Well, I'll tell you, this fan page is excited about the Buck Swope show. Maybe it should replace our show. Swope will just sit here and play hits from our past 12 years.
That would make it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say that I would be against that.
Do we still get paid?
Well, yeah, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, I'd be for that. I'd like to go on the record now as saying yes.
So you're pro Buck Swope.
Buck Swope of doing 3 hours where we usually do it, and he can just run old clips, and we still get paid. Yes, I'm in favor of that.
Absolutely. I think it'd be funny too. One morning, just play an old segment that's kind of nondescript. You don't talk about a baseball game or a football game or a hockey game. You just kind of open up with the general nitwittery and see if anybody can tell that it's an old clip.
Probably couldn't.
I would definitely watch a Gay Bachelor.
Okay.
That'll be in week 3 of the Swope Show.
What's the over-under on how many Swope shows there are?
Oh, you think he's going to shut it down early?
Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is, well, what's his deal? Does he have like a 3-month deal?
He's brokering time.
Now that Rich and Maryland Heights show, that lasted, what, one show?
Yeah, boy, I miss him. He doesn't call in anymore, does he?
He would call in, and I wouldn't put him on. Then he finally gave up. It's kind of like Chaps.
Oh, I liked hearing from him.
Chaps. I like Rich and Maryland Heights.
Yeah, I did too.
I think he's funny.
I like to get the updates on how he's doing selling cars down Phoenix way.
Well, tongues are fun, aren't they?
Mm.
Doug, Metabolic Meals. Online at MyMetabolicMeals.com. I'm telling you, listen, if you want to get it tight, if you want to get it rewarding, this is the solution. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
I really focused in on nutrition over the last 3 months, and it has been something else, to be real honest with you. And it's been really kind of easy, too, now that you know the program. And I recommend it. And I'm telling you that MyFitnessPal app is the bee's knees. That's how you keep track of everything. And Metabolic Meals makes it even easier because they got your macronutrients right there on the package. So you know how many grams of protein you're having, you know how many grams of carbs you're having, how many grams of fats you're having, and your calories. And on top of it, it's delicious meals you can pick for yourself at MyMetabolicMeals.com. Pick your own meals. They're delivered to your door, gluten-free, organic, delicious, 855-355-MEAL, 855-355-MEAL, Metabolic Meals online at MyMetabolicMeals.com. I guess we ought to do this email of the day! Yeah. Guys, I was trying to make my way to the restroom at Bush this week, and all of a sudden a burly man came storming and yelling, "Out of the way, Fox 2 star coming through." He didn't notice me and knocked me out of my wheelchair. He said, "Hey man, see this sign? Do you see the C and a man sitting on it? That means this is Charlie's chair." He went in, did his business, and left. I'm still laying on the ground this morning. I was wondering if you could send someone to help me up. Respectfully, Horny, the Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
Hey, Doug. Seeing that I don't often get a lot of sleep due to frequent trips to make whiz all throughout the night, what say me and you meet up tonight after your firecracker hot newscast and really get to know each other? You know, engage in a bit of unassuming butt stuff, or perhaps a spot of lighthearted scat play. I'm going to have to bottom, though.
Okay, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
Tim's frisky prostate.
Tim's frisky prostate has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Llewellyn's, for the suspension, Long Hill.
Guys, Plops here. As far as growth spurts, no joke. I had that Osgood Slatters thing around sixth grade where your knees hurt like the Dickens.
Osgood Slaughter.
If any of you guys or your listeners know what I'm talking about, the pain of getting bumped in the knee while you're dealing with that is probably worse than a gunshot wound to the foreskin. For someone dealing with Osgood
Slaughter,
kneeling is not an option because of the pain. My social life took a beating for a few years. It would have been like Babe Ruth walking up to the plate without a bat, expecting to slug a home run. I was stuck doing reverse handstands and backbends in order to dish out pleasure. Luckily, I eventually grew out of it and started hooking up with men again like a normal human being at age 17. Normal meaning two at a time over the hood of a Pontiac Sunfire during the peak of school picnic season. Whilst listening to my Goo Goo Dolls CD and smoking hella cigs. Thanks. Glad to be here, Misty Fox.
We lost one of our best catchers in Little League Baseball because he had Osgood Slaughter disease and he couldn't crouch down and do it anymore. Misty Plops, assistant program director.
Guys, I was on my way to a basketball game at the Timothy Michael McKernan Memorial Auditorium and Olympic Coliseum. Doug and I were in a hurry to see Timmy hoist up the second flight winner's trophy and accept his gold medal. Timmy didn't actually win a game, but it's all right. He went to St. Gabe's. Upon entering the parking lot, we saw the only spot left was a handicap spot, but it's okay. We're only here for 2 minutes to see the greatest ever hoist up that second flight trophy. When Doug and I were heading out to our daisy chain, there was a handicapped person waiting for us to move out of the spot. We felt so bad. Oh well, Tim won second flight, and that's all that really matters. That comes from the Wilmore Park bathroom attendant.
Wilmore Park bathroom attendant.
Guys, my husband has become obsessed with your show, and it's starting to affect our marriage. At first, it was just innocent stuff like podcasting like the Dickens and posting on the fan pin, but things have recently taken a turn for the worse. He refuses to eat at any restaurant that isn't a sponsor. He stopped eating his dinner at the table, instead bringing it into the bathroom and eating off the tank lid. He just signed up for subscriptions to Ear Pinning Quarterly, Tank Lid Culinary, and Twink Enthusiast. His bizarre behavior has carried over to the bedroom as well. He asked me to have sex in a public restroom on top of the diaper changing station. He accidentally called me Doug during lovemaking. Finally, every time he reaches his point, he screams free dotum. I just want my husband back. Can you help me? That's from the First Lady of St. Chuck.
First Lady of St. Chuck.
Fellows of the community's designated butter squirrel, you might say that I'm a bit of a Shrewsbury rights holder. Maybe even an apologist. But even I have to admit, the seminary student seems like a real schwantz. I like that, Doug. Real schwantz.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not used in the Midwest all that often.
Not really.
I'm like 90% sure that he's who set our Brinkop Park playground equipment on fire. Kind of glad to hear he's moving out. Doug, to celebrate, I'm having like 20 friends over tonight to watch Jerry Maguire on this sick projector in my backyard. You ought to come over. I hear that Jonathan Lipnicki got swole. Shrewsbury squirrel, ah yes, butter.
Shrewsbury squirrel, ah yes, butter.
Butter.
Morning, Jug, Chuck, and Tim. Couldn't be more excited about Swope's picks becoming a reality, and it has me feeling rather inspired this morning. Since there's a 100% chance that you nitwits will be playing clips and discussing Swope's playing clips and discussing of your show, I'd like to propose an idea for a new show. It would consist of recent TMA clips of you all laughing at old TMA clips. Myself and a guest host will break down things like Doug having a giggle fit about a Doug giggle fit. We'll analyze it like it's the Zapruder film. I'm thinking 3 a.m. until 4 a.m. on Sunday morning so we can catch both the Saturday Night Late crew and the early rising church crowd. Your thoughts are welcome. That's from Brother Hebert.
Brother Hebert.
It's like some kind of matrix we're entering now. Good morning, lads. What a Saturday. Got the kiddo to take a nap and turn on the tube. Head over to the Two Fox and see a preseason football game from a team from Chicago nobody cares about playing our friends from KC. Game is a blowout, so I head over to the Fox 4. And what do I see? The same awful game.
That's right. Both stations had it.
Just I'm like curious to see
just
the
like
ratings.
Just like the first couple Super Bowls where both networks covered the game.
Good job, Doug. Then over to the Five Fox and find some women's beach volleyball. Is this what Frank gets? They have a really nice radio show and not wake up before the sun every day. And I would like a Buck Swope shirt in XXXL. Thanks, Zorro number 6.
Zorro number 6. He's new.
Hey, guys. Segment one of the podcast says Transition Week. Congrats, Doug. Can't wait for them to fold that little bugger up and you can finally be happy with yourself. Careful around the stitches, bro. Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Howdy, Tim. I have an idea for what you should do for your 40th birthday, Chuck E. Cheese. You're small enough where you could still fit in the tubes of the indoor jungle gym, not to mention the ball pit. Enjoy pizza in the big room while Chuck E. Cheese and his animatronic band regale you with the hits of the day by the Monkees and the Beach Boys. Don't be frightened by the gorilla playing keys. His algorithm is a little off, causing a robotic twitch in his left eye. But once he hits the low notes of Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys, you'll know it's the best birthday ever. When Anna Marie drives you home, she'll smile when she looks in the mirror and sees you, Bobby Magic, the human ashtray, Jug, and Jim, curled up in the back of the minivan, tuckered from a long, fun day. Nighty-night, little angels. Happy birthday, my sweet prince. Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
I guess that sounds like the move for the birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah. Is that, where is that, in South County?
Doug? There was one right there on Lee May Ferry by the mall.
Yeah, that might be nice. I think I last went to it in 89. The Cardinals were playing the Cubs in like a five-game series, and Pedro Guerrero had an opposite field home run in the netting off Mitch Williams.
And you were at Chuck E. Cheese at the time.
Yeah.
All right.
Look at that happen.
Memory stuck with you, didn't it?
Greetings, all. Memorabilia for sale. Two items. I have a 17-year-old Cinemark Franklin Park 16 Cinema popcorn bag with the original popcorn with extra butter still in it. That has been autographed by Katie Holmes. There have been a few smears in the autograph that were created by oils from the butter that were on my hand as I have occasionally had a few bites of said popcorn over the years. The bag proper, however, is still in mint condition and has been kept in a case since 2003. I also have a paper towel that Chris Klein used to dry his hand after urinating in the third urinal from the right at the same movie theater. The towel came from an old Georgia Pacific towel dispenser that has since been replaced by the new Kimberly-Clark hands-free offering. Send me an IM on my AOL for more information. My screen name is Chuck the Truck. That comes from the Hills Have Thighs.
Hills Have Thighs.
You twinks can pump up Mizzou and the season all you want this week. It's not going to do a dang bit of good until you take a stand, Doug, and help start the movement I've been preparing for the past 5 years. Mizzou will never be good at anything. You must lead the charge to get these cursed rocks out of the stadium. If you are a true Mizzou fan, you will do this and stop rooting for Kansas. Show me who you are, Doug. That's from Caller John.
Caller John. I'm not rooting for Kansas.
Sometimes you do, though.
Well, if they're not playing Missouri, yeah, I don't care if Kansas wins.
And finally, Doug, this is the Barnhart Brawlers.
Okay.
Here he goes.
No, really. The guy said hugs and kisses, babes. No, I didn't know what it meant either. And then, oh, you again. Let me just stop my conversation and give you an email. You guys are so rude sometimes. So I just attended my first full week at Eastern Missouri Institute for crappy internet arguments and wanted to try out some that I've learned so far. Hey, why do you guys hate Scientology? Hey, Chuck, why do you hate people in wheelchairs? Hey, Tim, why do you hate people with kids? Well, I guess y'all just don't love America. I thought you were patriots, but I guess you're nothing but a bunch of Kaepernicks, cowards. That strawman course is really paying off. Do good, avoid evil, the Barnhart Brawler.
Barnhart Brawler.
Brawler. Brother Brawler.
Mm-hmm. Doug, that's what we have for the email of the day. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady. Show me what you got, short,
okay.
Eh?
The one I enjoyed the most, I guess, was the Shrewsbury Squirrel. Ah, yes, butter.
I thought it was a pretty good batch. I liked Plops here. I liked the Hunchback of Vaughn Castle. I liked the Brawler. But I think the best email was the Hills Have Thighs.
Wow, I thought it was obvious that it was Misty Plops. And with a win, Misty Plop wins the month of August. So this is really kind of exciting. We go, ladies and gentlemen, to the Plow Brewer.
You know, this is a tough one. I thought it was a really good batch. Doug, great vote. Charlie, obviously, you're one of my favorites. But, I mean, it's obvious. Misty Plops made me laugh the hardest.
Damn it, Lucas.
I did write Plops down.
And there it is.
I don't know why we even try.
Has shipped the email of the day and the email of the month. And Misty Plops has won a pair of tickets to Prophets of Rage this Sunday night, September 4th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Ticket your tickets. Doug, you can go to livenation.com. Get tickets at livenation.com. That's www.livenation.com.
Okay. I'll go there later.
www.livenation.com.
All right.
Frank's up next. This is a Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff. That Lion's Choice is so good. They provided delicious sandwiches for our meeting on Friday, and they are the sponsor of the handoff to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with Frank Cusimano. Time for us to shut it down. Only two more days at 9:20. We've had some good times. We've had some bad times.
That's very nice and kind of sad.
Ah, yes, times.
Should we be getting sad that we're leaving? That's what that song
is. We do have to drive
said.
A little longer.
Yeah, I know. Well,
do we get a gas stipend?
I like the word stipend.
I do too. You can listen to Buck Swope Show for free on Sunday morning at 12 a.m., Doug.
I like the word stipend.
That's the stipend.
I also like when people say he tendered his resignation.
Mm-hmm. Good, too. Frank's up next. For Peyton, for the Plowhawk, for my brother Kevin, for the Sea Monster, for Charlie Marlowe, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and inside SA Lake. I'm live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.